Welcome back to the Restaurant Grind. Today we have Trey Gamble and Jim Hicks, the owners of Mugshots Grill and Bar, opening their sixth location in Carterville, Tennessee. This is kind of a special guest for me. It's where I used to work in my restaurant days, so I'm really excited to hear about their restaurant tour story. Just want to start with y'all's story. Back in 2012, starting with Mugshots in Meridian, Mississippi, and kind of how that got going. And I think there was something about y'all being some mama's boys. Is that right?
Yeah. Thanks for having us. We, you know, I think a lot of that, well, we do consider ourselves mama's boys. You know, our moms are the favorite. But, you know, I think a lot of that was trying to, you know, being new business owners, not doing anything. When they ask you to file for the LLC and you've seen some kind of quirky names, this and that, we're trying to think of something creative. And then through the process of opening the business, both of our mothers kind of got us started. My mother helped me with the initial loan and kind of the same way that she actually refinanced her home to kind of give me my small portion. And then Jim can kind of tell his side of it. So that's just kind of where it came from, was our original LLC was Mama's Boys LLC. And it's just kind of stuck. Each LLC moving forward has always been, you know, M.B, you know, Carterville or, you know, Olive Branch moving forward. So we just kind of stuck with it. And it's kind of become our parent name for the company, and everybody kind of rides with it.
And I know through the journey before Meridian, y'all being the first franchisee owners, y'all both worked in the restaurant and you helped in Hattiesburg and Starkville. And then kind of where did you start in the whole restaurant?
Well, the timing kind of worked out that the original Mugshots in Hattiesburg opened in 2004. My last football game for Southern Miss was New Year's Eve of 03. And so my football career ended right as they started opening up the restaurant, call it a restaurant. It was a college bar. But I needed some time to fill. You know, I needed something to fill my time, and it looked fun. And I actually started as a bouncer at the door of the original Mugshot. So we were bartending in college, you know, having fun. He ended up moving up to Starkville whenever they opened up the Starkville location. I ended up staying there, getting my degree, and even working with a chemistry degree. I worked in the chemistry field in Hattiesburg for a couple of years, still bartending on the weekends at Mugshots because the money was good and it was fun. And so I kept that relationship with Chris McDonald, one of the original founders of the restaurant of Mugshots. And he approached me with franchising and kind of had an eye on the Meridian market. I'm from Philadelphia, which is, you know, 26 miles from there. I kind of knew the market, knew the area. I didn't know much about the restaurant business, but I knew my best friend was Mr. Gamble here sitting beside me, that he was well experienced in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I did, you know, I said, well, I'll do it as long as he's on board.
Somebody.
So I made a phone call and he said yes. And that's where it started.
I was more of the athlete, not really thinking about much grades. And it was kind of like senior year when that all kind of ended for a period of time. It's like, okay, what am I going to do? I had a friend that had a brother that was a chef and that looked really cool. So I'm going to go to culinary school, you know, and I didn't think about anything that I was going to do until my senior year. And, you know, and so that kind of got my interest started. It was like, I'm going to go to culinary school, started looking at culinary schools. They're all Johnson & Wales and one out in Oregon. And they're like $25,000 per trimester, no scholarships. Nobody's going to give me a scholarship in any kind of educational field anyway. And so I just said, well, I guess I need to get a job, you know, in the restaurant industry, and started working at Chesterfield's in Hattiesburg, which was a very popular restaurant there. And then pretty quickly moved over and worked with Lenny's Sub Shop. And,
that's right.
Did that as a general manager in Jackson for a couple of years, and all my friends were back going to school, and I was like, I'm missing all the fun. You know, this work thing's fun. I've learned a lot for 2 years, but I want to go back to school and enjoy this. So that's what I did. Ended up walking on playing baseball at Southern Miss, and kind of said that my story kind of got really similar as Jim's. I mean, we were both working there, bartending. I was still playing baseball. Coach Palmer, the head coach, did not like that. He's pretty old school. He didn't like that one of his guys was bartending. And we were there just working and help those guys kind of put the company, you know, get that store cleaned up and painted. And then we opened it up with them and then just worked there. And then my opportunity went, I left and went to Starkville to be a manager from there with them. But
2012, now y'all are the first franchisee at Mugshots in Meridian. And then fast forward 12 years, you're on your sixth location for Carterville. Like, was that always the plan? Like, how did that happen?
No, I think we're still trying to figure out what the plan is. You know, I think Mugshot's growth to me has, I mean, we just celebrated our 20-year anniversary yesterday as a company, and which is a great milestone for us. But their growth has been real organic, you know, and just taking our time and usually 2 to 3 restaurants a year for the company. And, you know, as of lately, a 5 years. I know that math doesn't make sense for over the 12 years. But ours has just kind of been organic as well through them. And a lot of our opportunity has come through Mugshots of just being some of the first guys. And as things have come open, you know, due to our operations and our commitment to Mugshots, they've kind of thrown the growth in our path, you know. And that really, you know, it's three for, you know, up until 2 years ago. And then all this has kind of happened pretty quickly. And we've had the opportunity to kind of go in into the Tupelo restaurant where it was a franchisee that owns the building and owns other businesses and really just kind of, you know, didn't want to operate the restaurant. It wasn't something he decided he wanted to do. So that opportunity came up. We were able to jump on it. The Olive Branch location was a company restaurant that they were very happy with and was very successful. But just, I think, due to their growth and what direction they were going, it was just far enough to where they're saying, we want
to
get
closer
to
below. Yeah,
right. We want to get some, we want to get you guys as operators that are in them more, that opportunity. So I think just a lot of our growth has just kind of come through working hard and try to keep, stay on top of everything. And then just Mugshots throwing that, those opportunities in front of us. And so we've just kind of ran with it. And
I know with this 12-year tenure, there's got to be some culture that you build in each restaurant and be able to grow and keep your staff for so long. Like, what are your main thoughts around that?
Well, you know, I mean, the neat part about that is that you're part of that, right? Like, you need to tell your story because we're all good friends. You worked for Mugshots how many years?
So 10 years I was at Mugshots.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think that that's the beauty of Mugshots and kind of how we feel about it and believe about it is that, like, that first Hattiesburg location, like I was saying, was, you know, these two guys came together and said, we're going to open a bar, you know, and we're going to hire our friends and we're going to get in here and repaint it and do it low budget as we can and get open. Let's get our friends in here. Let's have some beers, you know, late night when we get done doing it. And it just created an atmosphere and a culture right from the beginning that, like, you know, for years that we worked for them before we got into franchising, it was all friends. It was all people that were coming together that were really having a good time and that were making memories. And a lot of my original years were not like, you know, where's this going to take me? It's like, I'm working and I'm working hard, but this is fun.
And it's fun.
You know, and making some really good memories. So I think that that's kind of the natural culture that kind of mugs it. And still, you know, with the names on the menu, and those are all like original folks or folks that have worked for the company. And so it really is. It's about getting in and enjoying your job and your career and trying to spread that down from the top to the bottom.
It's an all-in business. Like, you are behind the line cooking. You're running the food, no matter if you're the owner, you're the GM, you're the server. Everybody has to be all in. And when you have that atmosphere that you will go that extra mile for the person next to you, not just the owner or anybody else, is what can really grow a business. And I'm glad y'all are getting up to the Tennessee market.
Getting into a new market is exciting and scary. I mean, every Secretary of State we've ever dealt with or ABC has always been Mississippi. So now we're new challenges of the Tennessee Secretary of State, the ABC license through there. I mean, it's we're still kind of in the middle of that and learning that. Those are challenges, but the market feels right. I mean, we walk into our 656 West Poplar Avenue. It's an old Charlie's that we're renovating now. But it's going to feel like a Mugshots. It's going to – the town, the area feels like is right for us, and we're right for it. So we're very excited to get into this market.
Yeah, and that kind of started organically as well. I mean, that was our goal and our plan through purchasing the Olive Branch store. They said, we really want you guys to grow into this area. But, I mean, we just bought Olive Branch last April, and so pretty quickly – the folks that own that O'Charlie's are Starkville folks, the Wingos that, you know, there's a street named after them. And so they've seen our concept and they know our concept. And so they actually reached out to us and thought the mugshots work, which is a good start, right?
Yeah.
Like people that are here and live here and know that we would be a good fit for the community. But it has. Everything has felt right since day one. I mean, just as far as getting the deal together, as far as the lease, and they were just, you know, overboard with we want you in here and made it happen. And local real estate groups that were just eager to get us in too. So it was very welcoming. And then we've had nothing but positive response, you know, just of anybody we talk to, just walking around in the hoodie. People do recognize it, and people have eaten at the Olive Branch location and other locations in Mississippi. But just, you know, hey, we need that, and then we need that in that spot in Collierville here, there. So it's been very welcoming, and we're excited about it.
Yeah.
I know we talked a lot about all the previous places, but in Starville, I remember we were going through a big change from the bar and grill aspect to more of a family-friendly atmosphere, because the biggest seller was the burger and the bun. How has all that played in for the last 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, the first three locations, Hattiesburg, then Starville, then Tuscaloosa, we were more, you know, known for the mugs and the shots, you know, and they were heavy bar business. And, you know, and I think just at time, like you said, people, each one that they were opening, people were latching on to the food. And the food, that food number of percentage of sales was starting to outweigh the liquor business, you know. And then, and you learn with the liquor business, great, it's very profitable. But there's a lot of liability in that area as well as being these big, heavy bars. And so I think the transition just kind of naturally happened that everybody started seeing the longevity in the food. And if we were going to be around in 30, 40, you know, years, it's going to be about this burger that everybody's latching onto. So they've just kind of constantly been making that transition, and all of us have, into just being more family friendly. I mean, we have 99 year olds and 9 months old, you know. It's very casual atmosphere, and we do have a bar, but that mugs and shots is kind of transitioned. If you come in the restaurant and our decor, and the theme for the restaurant since day one in Hattiesburg is to encourage people to take hoodies and shirts and huggies and go out and travel and see different places and then take some pictures with our logo stuff, and then we turn around and we print those canvases, and that's what we decorate a restaurant with. And so, you know, that's become kind of like your mug shot, you know, on the wall. And so that's kind of where it's transitioned over time. And yeah, just very family friendly sports bar atmosphere.
We like to have some local flair. We want the customers of that area come in and see, you can call your Collierville people on the wall with their mugshot, holding up a mugshots t-shirt, a huggy. So that's definitely our goal as we get going.
I know this being the first franchise of Mugshots Grill and Bar in Tennessee, I feel like I've heard that name in Memphis before. Is that something?
Well, I will admit, I was saying earlier, everybody is really excited when they see the hoodie. I have ran into a couple little situations where people say, oh, yeah, I've had your place over in Germantown. I'm kind of thinking, well, we don't have one in Germantown. And they didn't have bad things to say about the, oh, they got good food and stuff. So there is another Mugshots, and the logo is a little different, but there has been some confusion even in Olive Branch of who's Mugshots. And so here recently, in the past couple of weeks, they've had a name change, so they've switched over, and I'm sorry not to plug their business, cause I can't remember the name of their business, but what they switched over to. So I think over time, and people getting the product and coming in the restaurant, people are going to start to recognize our logos and our branding, and then having our food, and all that's going to kind of go away, that confusion. And so, I think we're clear of that, and we are going to be hopefully the only mugshots in town. Yeah. So,
what do y'all project opening date to be for this Collierville location?
Hopefully no later than the end of March. I mean, so this this first quarter is the goal. Everything seems to be moving along well at the moment, and we haven't run into any major bumps. The city's been really good to us, finishing up on some things there on the permit on the outside so we can start the outside work. But this building came with some really good guts, and you know, some equipment there, and so we're really just trying to make aesthetic changes and make it look like ours. And so just giving it a facelift, and then getting the new equipment, and then you know, get to hiring some people and trying to sell some burgers. So so hopefully no later than March 31st is what we're shooting for.
So I know y'all have been in the business a while, but what is your favorite Mugshots burger that y'all have?
Well, it's a newer burger. It's always been, you know, the most popular one forever was always the McDowell. It's the, you know, barbecue, bacon, cheddar, and ranch burger. But now our number one seller, and my personally is a garlic parmesan burger. It's got like crispy fried onion strings and sauteed mushrooms and garlic parmesan sauce. It's got a really good taste to it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good burger. I'm old school. I'm the McDowell, dashed pretty heavy with Tabasco, with some onion rings fried hard with the comeback sauce. That's my go-to. What about you?
Mine is named after one of y'all, which is the Gamble.
Heck yeah, baby.
Chili and cheeseburger. What, yours is the chicken sandwich?
Chicken Philly. Yeah. I guess because I'm from Philadelphia, Mississippi, I was the Hicks chicken Philly.
Well, don't let me fool you by going with the McDowell. I'm a chili cheese kind of guy, and I am biased with my burger, and it's kind of like one of those novelty ones. I think they've been kind of being nice to me by keeping it on there because I don't know if we sell the number that they're looking for. But I have assured them that if they take it off, people are going to be looking for it. So.
As soon as that happens, they're like, well, where to go?
Right.
Well, we cannot wait for Collierville, especially me personally, for y'all to be open and come by and visit and get a Gamble or a Hicks. And we appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Restaurant Grind. If you did, please hit that subscribe button and leave us a rating on your podcast player. Doing so helps our stories inspire more people in their restaurant grind journeys. We'll see you next week.